Well, now we have a meal, and in the meal we will talk about naan, right now. In the meal we'll talk about this exchange, right, of the tents. Now, my first question to you, or for our workshop, is how do we behave tomorrow? Tomorrow meaning in our ordinary day. In light of what we've been through and what we want to attain and what we understand today, somewhat more than when we entered this Bizo about 2 weeks ago. Go ahead.
Okay, so there are many things that we can do. So we'll have a round, and I'm sure that many things will come up. But the first thing that comes to mind, obviously, the main scene is outside the lesson. That's the big challenge. So in order to make it there, we should also relate to the lesson a bit differently. Maybe the preparation for the lesson, as Rav said, that we have to awaken the joy, the happiness during these 15 minutes and put in even more seriousness into the lesson. And the lesson too, to simply try and get the maximum out of it so we'll have the strength to give each other the greatness of the goal throughout the day, even if we're not physically together. I don't know, it's an excellent challenge. You can really feel how it can be done.
As of tomorrow, all that happened to us in life, at work, in the street, can't hear. It is all for us the arena for gathering the lux. Working two floors. There is the ten, which is the ten of above, towards which you can elevate any lack for correction in the whole world. The Creator show us opportunities to be in adhesion with Him. And that we need to realize. Thus the day has a value, because all day you are wandering, roaming the Creator's world and bring everything for correction in the ten.
In order to realize what Erez just suggested, this can happen only if we take the strength from the morning lesson. The strength for it. This is the place where we take the strength from in order to see reality as Erez has described it.
We need to look at what was strong in that period. Mainly what was strong, the lessons. There was a leading ten. There was devotion to that ten. And the desire to realize that which happened in the lesson. So should we continue to relate to the lesson like that? For it to be the most exalted thing in life and give power to that daily tent to do the work it has to, and all the rest would be in subjugation towards it, and elevating those lacks to it, we simply need to continue it. Tomorrow we continue the same process, one-to-one to what we've been to date. And it doesn't matter where we're heading.
We're also not returning to the exact same routine as before the holidays. We have the daily 10 on duty that we have to give it the strength. Inside the 10,
Rav, I ask of every 10 a short recommendation for the weekdays, meaning the time before us. We don't have other holidays like that, right? The Hanukkah, it's not the same. Hanukkah is like weekday almost. So till Pesach or whatever, we won't have an opportunity to do meals and lessons twice a day and like that again. So what do you recommend? Every 10 to bring up a short recommendation, please.
Yeah, what we decided in our 10, that aside from the 10 on duty, that we won't wait for our turn once a month, that we'll have to wake up and be committed. We have a 10. There are 10 of us. Every day there's someone else who's responsible, someone who we see as our helper. He has to give the liveliness, the spirit. This is something that we decided about in our 10, something that will awaken us in practice.
I think what was good and gave a gripping point throughout the day is the ways of doing it. There were days when we came out of here with true exercises from the morning lesson. True exercise of thought or something very practical to do at the end of every such lesson, and also come out with something like that for the day, and also create another point of contact throughout the day where we awaken the connection between us and revive it.
What I suggest is that we, as a society, decide that our goal for the upcoming week is the greatness of the goal during the day. That's where we're aiming. We want to give each other the greatness of the goal as much as possible. The lesson's over, we go out into our day, no one leaves the intensity, the importance which we acquired during the lesson. And I have to return to the lessons during the holidays. There were very good questions, beautiful questions that Rav asked the tens. How are you going to work with this or that? So we have to be focused only on this during the week. Let's do it for a week and then see what happens. Let's measure it, write it down. I don't know. We can do many things about it.
I truly feel that we received a present this holiday. We won't return to be the same. A special connection was formed between us, and now all we have to do is fight for it, really every day, just to fight for this thing, that for a moment we won't disconnect, that this corporality, and this is what will happen, the corporality would try and overcome our connection, and we should not agree to it. We should fight all hardly with our teeth, but we want not to fall from that connection we have attained.
We have to be aimed every day to the task given to us by the ten on duty. What we're doing, it's an addition, but maybe this evening, the ten on duty, they'll decide on some topics, some subjects, so we have to annul ourselves to it. And everything else that we do, workshops, checklists, Zoom, doesn't matter what. The main thing is to be around the same subject.
Rav, are recommendations ready?
Not yet.
Well, one more minute.
I think that we have to simply keep each other, take care of each other in practice. Maybe divide into couples that take care of each other. But the main thing is that we support each other mutually. And there has to be at least one friend that's all the time aimed in the right direction. Only mutual help. What else is there to look for?
I just want to add this line that what was very strong this week is that the more you exit yourself, the more you have powers to work, and you're also more present in the task of the 10 on duty. We need to process it. I don't have concrete recommendation as yet. It's clear the work should be towards the friends.
Maybe it was already said, but the ten on duty is as the rosh, the head, that comes out of the lesson with a very precise task for the group, and maybe even informs about the percentage of the success that we had as a society, and if not them, then maybe someone else, but we need like someone to control it from the side. So we have to see what can we add, and because it's weekdays, we have to add something in order to not fall out. So there has to be some kind of a ten that controls whether we are carrying out the mission, the task that we got from the ten on duty. Because something has to change. It can't keep on. We can't continue the same.
Yes, we need to also see how the exchange would take place, because today we did exchange in the meals and it was very clear. Now there's nothing in the evening, everyone insemination, work and everywhere. So to see, even in the preparation for the morning lesson, because the direction the 10 on duty will take, that the direction will be in each and every 10 privately. So, on a personal matter, so each 10 should say what's its goal, some kind of interaction. I don't see how kind of a community mail would fix it. So the exchange is very crucial to do it before the entire society in the preparation, with the article, whatever.
I think that on the last hour we have left, we have to open up the matter of how do the tens work on the weekdays. Right now, we have 1 hour left to the lesson. We have to open up the matter of how do the tens on duty work during the weekdays. It has to be very clear. What do we do? How do we do it? The entire way things were structured throughout the holidays is going to change. So we have to understand what is the ten doing during the day, when do they change, and so on and so forth. It has to be very clear for the ten that goes in now.
We need to produce a platform for connection between the friends, so that if we want to do actions in practice, then practically we should search for ways of getting in contact between us. Then, once a day I must speak to a friend, or like Gershon said, to really guard one another. Because this is what is required. It requires us to practically think about one another. For me to care that the friend may be disconnected, or maybe he's at work and he's all now dug in some thoughts. We need to somehow start holding one another in practice.
Rav, during the day, after the morning lesson, in what way do we keep our friends for them to be cleaved on together and adhere to the goal? What do we have to do for that? And obviously it depends on the extent to which we think about them, but the question is, how do we keep the thought? How do we operate? Practically, we have to know, what are we doing? Starting tomorrow, aside from the morning lesson, the rest of the hours, suppose, we don't see each other. Barely some afternoon article. And the Creator, He'll make sure that we have new burdenings, burdening of the heart that will come to everyone, each in particular and everyone together. There will be particular problems, general problems, the world, everything together. How do we, in this entire new state, advance? How do we see it as our field of work? Please. Practically speaking, from the morning lesson and on. And maybe you want to introduce some change into the morning lesson. We can hear about that too. But from now on, what do we practically do? Because according to what we went through to this point, for sure we'll get a burdening of the heart towards the next level. And then either we'll fall or we'll rise. Go ahead.
The only thing I'm thinking now, and the only thing I think about, is the pack that the Kabbalists are writing about. As if now we experience a very, very strong state, we're in kind of very close, very, very close sensation, and now we need to set a pact between us that would necessitate everyone to subjugate oneself towards the society, because most definitely everyone would die, fall.
Rav, first of all, let's talk about the extent to which we feel anxious right now. how anxious we feel right now about what might happen, that we'll get a dissent, different burdenings of the heart in different forms, manners, particular, general. Let's first talk about the anxiety. Let's include ourselves in it and operate from it. At least, let's do that. Niv, are you afraid?
Yes.
Very good. Show us. No, but really. Talk about it. First awe, second awe, third one. Talk about it, but don't make it lip service. Talk from the heart.
I have a very, very great concern from indifference. It constantly comes, but in these holidays, constantly we've been through spins. We weren't allowed to just calm down in some corner. And throughout the day, people might come to the lesson, and who knows, when would you see them again? And it very much concerned me, and I don't know how to ascribe it to different ores, but we really need to have the anxiety that it won't happen to the friends. Agree for it to happen to you, but do not agree for it to happen to the friends.
There are two kinds of anxiety felt in the heart. First of all, everyone has their price, and if we don't give enough of the importance of the goal, there can come a burdening that will simply overpower us. So we have to give each other the importance, the greatness, in order to be able to withstand whatever comes our way. Another anxiety felt very strongly after this period we went through is something that comes from the mutuality, from our connection. I mean, we start feeling how the tiniest trip of mine can bring all the friends down. So the connection between us awakens a kind of an inner anxiety that for me not to screw up the work of the friends. This is also something that it's really felt.
It reminds the questions of the last lesson in the Congress, specifically the anxiety felt by the world clear. How do we guard now that everyone returned home? So we got the opportunity to return, but return to routine, but while we're still in the framework of the work. So we need to keep in contact with all the friends who were on holidays now with us. They took the time off and everything. So my anxiety is not for the sensation to be forgotten. Of course it would be, but not to fall into the state of indifference that as if a week passed by and you don't know where you are and where's everyone and no one, you know, hardly tweets in the WhatsApp, and then that sensation is very prominent, you know, pronounced, not to lose contact. It really feels like Congress now.
First of all, I think that the burdening is already in the air, and it's starting to parachute on us. There's a feeling like you're in a free fall from some mountain, and the question is, will the friends catch you, or will you hit the ground? And here we have to help each other. We have to help each other. What was powerful about the holidays that we constantly came back to each other? You had no choice. The lesson was really long. You didn't have time to do anything. You came back for another lesson. You didn't have time. You came back to the meal. And this is what we have to have, this constant coming and going to our mutual place. And this is what I'm most afraid of, the ability to implement, because during the holiday we had the ability to implement. We could work. You could really work with the tens. We became real tens. And to lose this is worse than death for me right now.
Like I've said, this is my greatest anxiety, to come back to that state that was prior to Yom Kippur, as if I don't even understand how can we even... simply the days will pass by, we'll be in the morning lesson, receive same impression. It would last you for an hour or two in good case scenario. In the best case scenario, your friend will wake you in WhatsApp a bit, and you would awaken them, and that's it. And it will all sort of pass by, and there's a great livelihood, vitality in the connection between us. And should we lose that, then simply that would truly be a lack of oxygen, like eating sand. It would be extremely difficult. We must not give up on it.
We have friends in the tent that already feel their the burdening on the flesh. And this is already an alert for us to start awakening towards that.
I have great fear that we'll become indifferent again towards one another. Or even worse, for us to begin again to disrespect one another, or begin. Of course, all those things would happen. The question is whether there will be the force to overcome it, or at least to ask, or to remain together, because it appears if the only thing that happened in the holidays is that there is tons of help from above, and also the world clear help came. We didn't do anything, it's not the mirrors, not the lessons, nothing. Simply sensed clearly that there's help from above, and this help would vanish. And here we need, now it's our turn to work. The question is whether we would succeed, because the greatest fear is whether we would succeed. For should we not succeed, then it's as if we just roll backwards.
I feel like a cow that hasn't been milked for a month. This entire month, we're filling up. I think that we have to be really afraid from not using the upcoming time to pass it outwards, teach, make circles, I don't know, just not be a blockage on the way, because you might drown in your own milk. So it's really important to open up the paths.
Does any group has anything to offer? But in short, two sentences the most. I don't understand what it is that you're saying.
On the last round, we talked a bit more about the fear. That's what you asked us to talk about, and we didn't concretely talk about.
You're still in fear?
This is the instructions that you gave us. I think everyone's heard the same.
So, what are we doing from today onwards in order to ascend from this bad state we had over the last 10 days? What are you laughing about? Yes? I don't want to be in it. I want to ascend. Go ahead. Think of what I said, and psychologically, you already have a different feeling. I was in bad, not good, bad states. I see them now as states of lowness, of despisedness. I want to ascend above them in all that happened, in all the details. Right? So we are already in anxiety? No? Why in anxiety? If now I need to ascend and I'm looking at what I had before as bad, and I'm now towards the good, I'm in awakening. Yes or not, Niv? Is it sensed? Demonstrate it to yourself, yeah? I'm looking at all these holidays as, okay, I got material, I was in something. Yes, it was a kind of as a training. Now, I'm about to realize that I'm about to ascend. Right? Well, if you understood that, then how do we ascend? First of all, what has been is gone. burnt out. The day is yesterday, as Bala Sulam write, the day of yesterday, everything burnt out, and what's for tomorrow? How do I build a palace? Well, different state, different feeling. Well, accordingly, continue.
It burned because we came out, or we went out of the room, and someone kicked the small box we came out of with, and everything simply dispersed on the floor. And but actually, nothing happened. Nothing burned. We have to make a much greater effort in order to remain in the same state now, which isn't the same state, but is the next degree. So the efforts, they begin from the morning lesson to hold on to it as the most important thing during the day, that before and after that, everything aims us at that. So all the time from after the lesson is, how do I come tomorrow to the lesson with greater importance of the goal, more adhesion with the friends and the lesson itself, and this is how our day goes by. This is our day.
Well, indeed, the state we were in, it's not such a great deal. There's some luck, all this physicality required to come to the work. You can't, it's not something that would be allowed for us throughout life. The next degree is to come to a connection, and more internal connection, connection formed when we're not with one another, a connection that could be manifold stronger than what we produce when we're gathering physically, and it can be done. It is felt. We have the powers and all that we attain in this degree. It's like a little garbage that from which a new degree of connection can be born, that is an internal connection. So every day, throughout the whole day, we'll whisper in each other's ears the greatness of the goal in internality. This is what we need to aim for.
It's like the example that we hear on the morning lesson. Like we listen to the audios with Rabash, he always gives the example of Baal HaSulam, who said that no child complains that his dad gave him a field to plow and actually a place to make his living. So till now, we're in kindergarten in the sandbox, and now I have to be together, and Rav's sitting and teaching us 24 hours together, aside from going to sleep and coming back. We were all the time together in the sandbox, so no one wants us to remain little kids, but we have to grow, and we're given minefield and different difficulties in order for us to overcome and grow. And during this time, we got different tools how to overcome all these things. We learned what does it mean to have strength inside the 10, what is the upper 10, and all this equipment are things that we come out with towards the next degree. And when we conquer it, we advance.
The mutual avut should come to expression basically in each and everyone's private life. And this is a totally different volume of work. You're no longer carried by something automatically. Rather, you're receiving a task, receiving a goal, receiving fuel, but you need to realize, you receive the parts and you need to realize it throughout the day. It's truly like rising grade. The exercises are more tough, and also their word, your understanding becomes sharper. So we basically need to provide such tension between us, say, in the morning lesson, that throughout the entire day, everyone for himself basically would be able to hold on to this work, to go back to text, initiate contacts, go on dissemination, to put everyone here in a different dimension of work. And then again, the inhalation is in the morning lesson.
It's just important for me to say that what we're talking about right now, for it not to remain as pretty words said at the end of the holiday, you know, like some kind of a chant, but to really understand that we're going into battle, no more, no less. We came out of the sandbox and we're going into battle, and this is something that we either realize it or we don't. You can't kid around with the Creator. If we go into battle, we'll get results. If we don't, we don't. that we talk pretty words, that's great, but tomorrow, realization.
I think it's only due to us obligating one another for extra seriousness in the work. But there's actually a great joy here that now there are conditions for us to skip a grade. Meaning there be conditions. It's not like we just come and say, oh, let's turn up, have 15 minutes before preparation and do some mutual preparation out of kind of a childish desire. Rather, there'll be a true need for it, felt and understood by us. And it'll be the understanding that indeed, throughout the day, we need either tricks in order to continue preferring internality over externality, not just as a slogan. Rather, without it, we will feel there'll be something to examine it with. And then there's a room for exerting and desiring to exert and grow. Wow, what a fun!
I wanted to say what Tshuva just said. We truly need each other. I feel fear because I feel that I'm completely dependent on you. And I won't have the strength to read an article or open any text or do anything if I don't get help. And my help is that I have to help you. And it's a kind of a circle. And I'd be really happy and demand that we will come out of here practically knowing what are we headed towards, where we commit to helping each other, both in thought, but also see how does it clothe in practical actions in our life. For me, at least, it's very important.
So I think that from all that was said here this day, there's the image of a daily topic of the 10. It's not just their work, all the 10s working towards them. And we have a daily representative that is responsible for the topic. Now the topic won't be scrutinized because we won't be here for all day. Rather we go with the end of the rope and the 10 check it and verify it and investigate it. And we go to Nifsi and looking for excerpts, etc., etc. And if there's a guy on duty, then everyone would. We all have to support the guy on duty. And dissemination, it's not just dissemination, you went to dissemination. Then the topic is impatience, and you send your impression from acting with regard to that. So constantly to raise life and cooperation and desires that are of the topic, and then the 10 would leave the action of the group from above down and not the other way around.
Yeah, the situation was truly grim because who enjoyed the whole thing? The will to receive, as always, stole the exertion. Who's afraid to lose what we've achieved? The will to receive. What do we want to do from this point and on? Rise above it. And to really try and come to bestow contentment to the Creator. So from this point and on, finally, there's an opportunity. Throughout the holiday, we didn't have an opportunity. But starting tomorrow, we do have an opportunity to do it.
Well, it's actually nice because the holiday is like a training before the battle that you constantly pumped up how it should be, and as of tomorrow there are no rules. Hit it as hard as you can, as long as there's no difference between the friends, as long as the inclination would be to connect with one another, and in all levels, if we decide to connect throughout the day with one another, then we are doing it. And everything starts in the lesson, and from there, like a funnel, it should continue for the entire day.
Practically speaking, what we can do, at least from what I understood, it was also clear before that, only the times of the holiday strengthen this. What we can do is give each other the importance of the goal. Everything else is a result. So let's focus our work. Let's be practical. This is where we want to come to. Now, how can we give each other greatness of the goal if we're not physically together? And this is something that I really feel on my flesh, that this is the next degree that we have to come to, and we can do it. This is our responsibility towards each other. That's where our mutuality is.
Love. Well, who is capable of offering something practical? Yes.
We're to number 100, Rav.
Yes.
And we decided to take it upon ourselves. We decided to take upon ourselves the morning lesson. From 2:45 till 6. At 5, we give another push, and we decided that everyone stays to the end, getting all three full portions. And another thing that we decided about is...
We decided that also we continue our duty with the... The chosen 10, we don't leave it truly throughout the entire day. We continue and give them all the power, all the tasks, all the things, filling with them right as one heart.
And we decided to have a Zoom meeting as a preparation for the lesson, Zoom in the evening, preparation for sleep. Every 10 connects when they can. And we're here for the group all the time, pushing full steam ahead. Happily, of course.
Meaning the main thing is that you're joining the 10 on duty and supporting it. In addition to more? That's it? No takers? This is how it is. Well, everyone leave, go away, only these 10 remain, and that's it. Go ahead. What? Do you have?
We decided. I said 2:45, but then these great friends said 2:30, and then they said 2:15. They corrected me. I stand corrected and I annulled myself.
I'm not in favor of expanding too much the time over sleeping and preparation. That's not good.
I described a situation where whoever comes in here at 2:45 will see one really alert 10 sitting all excited, preparing themselves, glorifying the greatness of the Creator, really being inspired by the greatness of the Creator, excited towards the morning lesson, enhancing His greatness, and whoever is not going to be here at 2:45 is going to miss out big time. So everyone should be here on time tomorrow, 2:45, otherwise we'll come and catch you.
All in all, I didn't hear anything new. Meaning you're saying, well, what we already established a few years ago, coming here 15 minutes before the lesson, we commit to realize it, observe it. Okay, nice. Well, at least that too is good. Yes.
We're 10 number 13. We're next in line. We have a very clear plan for the whole Kli for tomorrow. The question is, should we present it now or keep it for the meal?
Say now, what's the problem? Well?
Okay, so first of all, we're with 110 from Moscow and the Mexico group, Comiel group, Hungary and Dnepr.
They took the whole world.
For you to feel even more confident, we prepared ourselves from behind, and the ceiling opened up, and two buckets of water dropped from there, like during the Arava. Maybe it's a good sign.
I didn't get it. Hold on, where?
Two buckets of water simply poured down from the ceiling. I don't know, maybe it's from the air conditioning, but it's a good sign.
Here, in this area?
Yeah, right here.
It's a sign.
A sign, right?
No?
We're preparing ourselves for a week now. We're torn apart between supporting the 10 on duty and preparing ourselves for our duty. We're working really hard. Starting tomorrow, we're taking upon ourselves the Ramchal duty. Not tomorrow, starting this evening. 24 hours, everyone will take their half an hour. All of our groups, the Moscow groups, will also start on the way back on the plane. All those who want to feel adhesion with the Creator, all those, they have to simply be adhere to us. We take the responsibility upon ourselves that anyone who has adhered with us is also adhered to the Creator through us.
Well, okay, accepted. Next.
We're 10 number 3. We were really excited by what Ian and Alex Shtetl said, and we decided to take on a regular basis a 10 or a group from Europe and run with them persistently, consistently, until we rise to the end of correction together, include them in all of our activities, meetings, articles, everything, really give them a framework, because we saw that we can grow only as a result of taking care of someone.
Correct. Very good. It's...
We are a 10 from the young group 10s, and we understand that we have to be in complete annulment towards the group and follow its actions, and therefore we are going to invest ourselves in dissemination in the upcoming few weeks, promote the introductory lectures beyond the morning lessons, do everything that we can, because we understand that the well-being of each one of us depends on the well-being of each of the friends, and this is what we're putting ourselves into.
Okay. I do not hear something specific. How constantly we hold the ball in the air, a ball called the greatness of the Creator. How do we constantly hold it in the air and do not allow it to fall? That I do not hear. You want, on behalf of the group? Hold on. Let the cowboy. Well, Bill.
We talked about it. That the ideal situation would be each 10 at the last 10 minutes of the lesson every day, because we're not going to have the times like we had now.
דיברנו על זה שהמצב האידיאלי זה אולי לקחת את 10 דקות האחרונות של כל שיעור בוקר, כל הסירייה תורנית לוקחת את 10 דקות האחרונות של שיעור הבוקר.
Would instill some exercise to the world kli.
תוציא איזשהו תרגיל, משימה ליום, לכלי העולמי.
That promotes the greatness of the Creator, the greatness of the 10, the greatness of the group.
שמקדם את גדלות הבורא, הסירייה והקבוצה.
יכול להיות שזה טוב רק בסוף שיעור בוקר.
Maybe it's good, but it's not good at the end of the morning lesson, because we're on the air. There are viewers that don't know about this, don't understand it, and so on. It has to be earlier, if so. We have to try. You, the 10.
We decided that we will continue around the 10 on duty exercise. We've been support to them around the topic all day. Within the 10, we'll have a person on duty responsible for the connection, and we'll pass the day with scrutinizing the topic. Say tomorrow would be adhesion. So all day we'll engage in what is adhesion, how do I bring 10 number 13 to adhesion, so that we could adhere to them. Now, because dissemination is the most important player in the upcoming period, so everyone go on the dissemination. Well, share how he did something that gave him impression with regard to the daily topic. And then we also scrutinize the daily topic between the 10, in the 10, and towards the public.
Yeah, we also talked about the greatness of the Creator. And it's very clear that this is our place of work. The place that we can do something is there. All the rest are results that come from it. And the question is really, how do we rise from the degree of the holidays where we could give each other the greatness of the Creator because we're physically together a lot? How do we come to a state where we're not physically together, we can give each other the greatness of the Creator? Meaning, it hasn't ripened yet exactly, but this is the direction. First of all, maybe we have to determine that this is our goal for the upcoming week. We're aiming all of our efforts in order to give each other the greatness of the Creator, even though that we're not physically together, to think how to do it. Suppose every thought that a friend gets, that he awakens towards thought, towards none else besides him, he immediately takes that thought and tries to support the friends with it, giving them the importance of the goal. Maybe write it down. Maybe have some kind of a notebook. Maybe measure the extent to which you can keep to it during the morning lesson. But to be very directed at the work of the greatness of the Creator, and precisely when we're not together, during those times. Obviously, it will have a much greater intensity if we'll be able to bridge the gap where we're not physically connected and still we're keeping each other in the greatness of the Creator. It hasn't ripened yet, but this direction.
Once we'll be cooked, we'll hear about it. For the time being, it doesn't work on us. We need practically, how do we, all of us, are impressed by each and every 10? You are speaking of what you will do for yourselves. This is very nice, yet sounds very egoistic. Everyone like that. Someone from Europe, one for that. I want to know for everyone how a 10 care for everyone else. What's going on here? A wish. They'll hold themselves. Is that the goal? Is that what we're discussing? Is that what we're thinking? We'll come to the reading of the Zohar. Please, whatever is